The real estate crash triggered some big bankruptcies in the Northwest, but few were as spectacular and convoluted as the foreclosure of the unfinished Tamarack Resort in western Idaho. The resort remains in extended legal limbo, but plucky homeowners are keeping it alive until a new buyer arrives. Correspondent Tom Bonzi paid a visit to what was supposed to be the Northwest's newest destination resort.
A foreclosure auction on the courthouse steps is an outcome most people want to avoid. But in the case of Idaho's Tamarack Resort, the surrounding community and visitors are now itching for a sheriff's sale. That's because they want a fresh start with a new owner.
It's odd up here. It's like a ghost town that was just brand new.
Skier Joe Allen of Boise glances around at the fenced-off, uncompleted base village as he puts away his gear after a day on the slopes.
I don't know why it's not doing better. It's beautiful and the terrain's kind of odd up there. Lots of ups and downs that it's not a consistent downward slope all the way. But it's still beautiful, great terrain.
Like a lot of newer Western ski resorts, Tamarack's business model depended not so much on lift ticket sales, but on real estate. And when that sector went from boom to bust, so too did the resort in short order. Signmaker Cody Fisher was one of more than 100 workers laid off in 2008.
It was just rush of construction. It was the big, gold boom in a way. And to see so much money get poured into such a big dream and then have such bad management to go in the wrong direction, that was a hard thing to see and still is every time I come out here.
The Tamarack property lies about a two-hour drive north of Boise. The complex includes 2,000 home sites, chairlifts, an 18-hole golf course, and a European-style base village, at least the shell of one, now nicknamed Tyvek Town. There were plans for much more, but then the developers went bankrupt. The majority owner is now an international fugitive. Bank of America sent the repo man to claim a chairlift. Lawsuits started flying like the snow. In 2010, many of the original homeowners banded together to restart the ski lifts. The Homeowners Association now also operates the golf course. Director Tim Flaherty says both operate on a break-even basis. The idea is to keep the resort alive, maintained, and more attractive to a buyer.
We never really thought we'd be running it for the third year and, now developing budgets to run it continually until something happens.
Flaherty says the Homeowners Association has signed non-disclosure agreements with more than one investor group. Those groups want operational data, which could form the basis for foreclosure auction bids. Flaherty expects there to be high interest when the resort comes back onto the market.
It's just too big to go away and too attractive for somebody to go, 10 cents on the dollar, there's money out there.
Skiers I interviewed at the end of a sunny day on the slopes were universally optimistic about the prospects for a revival someday. Here's Ryan Day, Jessica Fisher, and Brian Powell.
I'm hopeful. It's an awesome place to ski. It's been real fun, but it's like, we're just going to have to keep hoping.
There's so much potential here in this community, too. So I think anybody could have a chance at making something happen here.
They need to definitely get on solid financial ground so that people have more than just the skiing to come here. They want to come and enjoy the base village and the restaurants and things of that nature.
The Tamarack foreclosure proceedings have dragged on for nearly 5 years. A review of recent court filings suggests the jockeying of creditors for priority to be repaid is nearing conclusion. Then the ball will be in the court of the lender, Credit Suisse, to file for a sheriff's sale. The multinational bank declined comment, citing ongoing litigation. I'm Tom Bonzi near Donnelly, Idaho.